The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
You are listening to Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Jackson Dell Community Schools. Thank you for listening in today. I am your host, Gary Puckett. And today my guest is your superintendent, Sam Melton. This podcast is sponsored exclusively by Civista Bank, with Ripley County offices in Milan, Versailles, and Osgood. From personal to business banking, Civista has been helping generations of families and businesses achieve their financial goals for 138 years. Whether you choose to visit one of their nearby offices or bank on the go with the Civista mobile app, you can be confident they are looking out for you. Follow them on Facebook, and to learn even more, visit their website, civista.bank. Member FDIC, that's Civista Bank, focused on you. Our nationwide media network operates with a team of 35 individual show hosts around the country. We also have 80 syndication partners and 17 different media domain platforms. We furnish on-demand programming for over 3,300 communities across the nation. We offer the Super Chat show format for schools around the country. However, this edition of Super Chat is produced solely for the benefit of the stakeholders of Jackson Dell Schools. Sam, welcome back to Super Chat. Well, you are about to enter the final stretch of the current school year. So can you tell our listeners about some of the noteworthy things going on between now and the end of this current school year?
Yeah, sure, Gary. We've got a lot. It's a busy time of year for our staff and our students. Probably the biggest thing right now that's going on is IELTS testing. We have testing from grades 3 through 8 that goes on for 2 or 3 weeks, and that's kind of the big kind of end of the year, see how we've done checkpoint that the state offers, and it's tough for the students. There's a lot of testing that goes on, and we want to take it seriously and do as well as we can, but also it's hard, and we kind of take that with a grain of salt as well. So IELTS testing is a big one. Of course, our spring sports are going strong right now. So baseball, softball, track, golf are in the middle of their seasons. Archery is just finishing up their season as well, which I know is not an IHSA sport, but that's a big club for us with the archery season. So everyone's really putting in the time and effort and doing well there. We have field trips coming up for especially the elementary students. There's a lot of field trips in the year. You head to the zoo and parks and things just to kind of celebrate that end of the school year. And of course, that's leading up to the last student day, which is May 22nd for us. And then graduation is coming up on May 30th at 7 p.m.
Where will graduation be held? I'm sure everybody knows, but I'd just ask you directly.
No, that's a good question, because I've heard some rumors out there that people think we may not be having it in the gym like always because of our construction. But the graduation will be in the gym. Everything will be good to go. And that'll be, like I said, May 30th at 7 p.m.
Very cool. Do you have an estimated number of graduates that you will have in the class of 2025?
I believe 76 is where we were at the last that I kind of checked on that. So, it'll be close to that 76 number.
Yeah, good. I've spoken with school administrators for years, and I do know that school corporations fully operate year-round. Many people think that everybody just goes on summer break, but it's really not the case. So as this current year comes to a close, when do you begin working on preparations for the 25-26 school year?
Like 2 months ago. That's already started. We think about the next year. I mean, honestly, it's a constant process of looking at what's currently going on and maybe what's coming up in the future. So just to give you an idea, one of the big things, of course, is staffing for next year. So we are already looking at what staffing looks like. So right now we've hired an ag teacher for next year, which we are excited about. Jessica Thomas is her name. She is actually a South Ripley grad. So close to the area. We think she's going to do a fantastic job. We have a couple more positions that we're close to hiring, which is a math and a science position at the high school as well. Plus, our buildings, both buildings, are trying to come up with their master schedule for next year. What classes are we going to offer? What is that going to look like on how many students are taking those classes, which is important for me because that helps adjust what that staffing is going to look like for next year. Now, with the staffing needs, we have to look at the budget as well. So budget is a big one that's going to impact what positions we fill. Maybe we don't need to fill a position based on our needs and the student needs. So those are all things that we're really focusing on for next year, and it's a constant process. But of course, with the legislative session going on right now, there's new laws that we have to think about that'll take place July 1. And then also, this is a budget year, so we're looking at what that budget's going to look like for Jacksonville School Corporation.
Well, along those lines, as you prepare for the next school year, how does the current legislative session factor into your planning? Because I know that there are some things budget-wise and property tax reform with Senate Bill 1. Have you really started to drill down the impact of those things?
We have, and we've been watching those closely. So, for example, the state budget, which is House Bill 1001, that... So for our listeners out there that may not know how funding works, when it comes to the education side of our budget, that is basically, it's based on our ADM, our student enrollment. So we will get a certain amount of money that the state provides per student. And there's things that go into that, like a complexity index and special ed and CTE funds. And there's a lot of things that kind of come up to that total dollar. But that's what we are going to spend on staff salaries, teacher salaries, our aide salaries, programs that we use for education, our principals, administration that for the school buildings, all of that comes out of the education fund. And what makes it complicated is we just can't move money around wherever we want to move it. There's certain pots that, you know, play into that. So when it comes to education, we have to spend those things on education funds. I'll tell you that that part wasn't quite as bad as what I had feared to begin with. There is a little bit of new money, but one thing that like makes it complicated is that with parents, they don't have to pay for book bills. That was put in a couple years ago. Well, we still receive the same amount of money, which sounds great, but what they've done is they've lumped it into that total amount of education funds. So what may look like we're getting X amount of dollars, you actually have to take off for us, it's about $150,000 that we'll have to subtract from that. That really isn't new money. That's just money that was already there. They just kind of lumped it together. So yeah, there's a lot that goes into that. And something new this year is come July 1, we're going to be required to have a starting salary for teachers of at least $45,000, and we're going to have to spend at least 65% of that pot of money in that education fund on teachers. So that's a little bit of a change from previous. It used to be 62%, now it's 65%, and the starting salaries used to be a law of at least $40,000, now it's $45,000. So those are things we're, you know, kind of taken into there with the budget. As far as like the property tax reform, that Senate Bill 1, that's another one that affects a different pot of money. That's our operations fund. For Jacksonville schools, just on the runs that I've kind of seen and went through, it looks like we're going to miss out on about $120,000 a year for the next 3 years. So, I mean, I know it's a lot of money, but Jacksonville's in a pretty good spot. We're financially stable and we're definitely a lot better off than some of the other schools, either in Southeast Indiana or across the state. There are some that are losing, you know, millions when it comes to that property tax reform. So, but that's something that I've got to think about and plan for is, okay, if I have $120,000 less coming in, what does that look like as far as, you know, busing or maintenance pays, my salaries, or the treasurer, deputy treasurer, those kind of things all come out of the operations fund. So we just have to be really careful when we move forward with either projects or things we need to fix or busing needs. There's a lot that goes into that.
I would assume that these changes in the funding will require that an extra board meeting or two, right? I mean, there's going to have to be some discussion, right?
They're definitely, well, we've already started having that discussion as they've been kind of predicting maybe where this would go. I've been, you know, talking with the board on here's maybe what we think the impact's going to be. what does that look like? And just like for an example, we cycle through like our school buses. Every district will go through and they'll buy school buses maybe once a year, and they'll cycle through about every 8-10 years so that they always have a good fleet there to go by. But we may have to extend that by a couple of years, which means that's more inspections we have to have done, depending on the age of the bus and things like that. But there's little things that I think every superintendent is going to look at to adjust to make up for this shortfall.
Yeah, of course, of course. Well, Sam, your school corporation has had renovation and construction projects going on this year. Can you provide us a little bit of an update on some of the specifics?
Sure. We are the main high school gym right now is actually looks really good so far. We've painted all the walls, the ceiling, so everything's got a nice fresh paint coat there that really kind of brightened it up a lot. We've put new signage throughout the gym as far as like our conference and sectional titles and state titles and things like that. We have new scoreboards. We have a new digital sign for our advertisements and videos. So like during graduation, we can actually play senior videos up on the screen, which will look really, really nice. We have new wood bleachers. So in our gym, one side is permanent wood. The other side is the pull-out plastic side. So that wood side is actually getting replaced, and that comes in next week. We're getting an HVAC system replaced in there as well. That's almost finished up. The great news is everything's on track. We're going to have everything cleaned up for graduation. And then once graduation is over, they will come in and put a new gym floor in because that is the original 1960 gym floor. And then there was no way to redo it or, sand it and refinish it. It was just, it was at its lifespan. So we had to look there for a new gym floor. The field house, which is under construction as well, you can't miss it now. If you come in from town towards Jacksonville, there's a large steel building that's kind of sitting behind the high school, which is great to see some progress there. The plan is still we're hoping for a completion date somewhere between October 1st and November 1st, weather permitting, but we're really excited to be able to have another place for our students to really be able to practice and to use for educational reasons. And like, for example, our archery program, which I mentioned before, is a really robust program. We're setting that up to make sure they have a dedicated place that's, I think, going to be a lot better set up than what a lot of maybe school districts have around here, and especially what we had before. So we're really excited about the field house and be able to get these students a better opportunity as far as either athletics or PE classes, things like that.
Well, Sam, this has been an informative conversation today, no doubt benefiting your stakeholders, our listeners. There are changes happening in public education across the state of Indiana, and I'm sure these changes have their own challenges, just staying ahead of it all. Sam, good job today, and I'd like to thank you for joining me and sharing this information here on Super Chat.
Well, Gary, I appreciate it. I'm always love to be on the show.
Listeners, this program is a good one to share with your school-connected friends. Please copy and post the link for this show on your favorite social media platforms. We thank our sponsor, Civista Bank, for supporting this monthly program. You can follow Civista on social media, and I suggest that you check out their mobile banking app. And to learn even more, visit their website, civista.bank. And the very next time you are in your local Civista branch location, let them know just how much you appreciate their support of Super Chat for Jacksonville Schools. If you come up with a comment or a specific question for us right here in studio number 7, share it with us. Email us, shout@theflypod.com. So for Jacksonville Community Schools and the Flypod Media Network, I have been your host, Gary Puckett. And our monthly program comes to you year-round on your portable media device or computer. Thank you for joining us today here on Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Jacksonville Community Schools.